It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight live from Franklin Central School, as is the Franklin Purple Devils taking on the Skenivis Dragons in a girls' Tri-Valley League basketball clash here tonight. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has over 150 vehicles on two locations, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Quickly, our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Set to be a good one here tonight. We have what many people are calling the preseason favorite to get back to the Tri-Valley League Championship game in the Franklin Purple Devils, of course led by the Campbell sisters. Especially Kayla is a very, very good basketball player, very capable of scoring 20, 30 points a night. Her sister Marissa is kind of a do-it-all type of player, rebounds, assists, can score when needed, gets into the paint. She can do a little bit of everything. So the Campbell sisters, along with their supporting crew, have a strong chance, that's what a lot of the coaches are saying, to get back to the Tri-Valley League Championship game, a game they were in a year ago and lost a heartbreaker to the Morris Mustangs, who a lot of coaches are also saying could be a early season favorite to get back to the championship game. But one team that has knocked off the Morris Mustangs are the Skenivis Dragons. Of course, that was over in the Milford Anton Remy tournament, and Skenivis winning that tournament. And they've just got some nice balanced scoring throughout. And that, I think, is what has allowed them to do very well in the early part of the season. They've had their ups and downs, don't get me wrong. But going over there, winning that tournament, and knocking off a team like Morris, I think started to raise some eyebrows. So I think we're set for a good one here tonight. Again, it's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get you all set for this matchup between the Dragons and the Purple Devils tonight. Should be a good one. The holidays are in full force here tonight. The Franklin girls running out to some Christmas music. They had the antlers attached to their heads as they ran out. It was a really nice thing. And everybody's kind of in a festive mood here tonight in Franklin as Christmas is only a week away. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back in the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show here on CDO.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show here tonight, as it is Skenivis and Franklin about to get underway here tonight, as we will have the Purple Devils and the Skenivis Dragons when we come back here on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back once again, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight is courtesy of SFCU. At Sydney Federal Credit Union, it's all about you. A big thank you to our in-game producer, Jim Tamayo, back in our Sydney Main Street studios as we get you set for Franklin and Skenivas, a girls' Tri-Valley League battle here tonight. Let's do our starting lineups. First for Skenivas and head coach Tim Walkie. They are led by senior number 13, Alexis Holtz, junior number 15, Alexia Percy, sophomore number 20, Hannah Osborne, senior number 23, Erica Spranger, and freshman number 31, Kaylee Bryant. One of the ones you definitely want to look out for here tonight. Bryant is certainly one of the young up-and-comers in the Tri-Valley League. On the other side for Franklin and head coach Mike Dutcher, they have freshman number 2, Marissa Campbell, senior number 5, Julia Archibald, they have senior number 12, Olivia Heiser, they have senior number 15, Rachel Cobain, and freshman number 22, Kayla Campbell. Again, it's our Butler Auto tip-off show. Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. Apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. I'm interested to see how Franklin bounces back here tonight. They went out, they really challenged themselves, went over to South Courtright on Saturday, and took a loss against South Courtright 53-36, but I think that's a good learning experience. Courtright's a team that many are saying in Section 4 Class C is the team to beat, so to go over there, play in that atmosphere, and kind of see what that up-tempo style that South Courtright brings to the table and puts right in your face. I mean, they come out and they just jump all over you in the full court press. I think having seen that, I think Franklin's going to be better for it as they move forward. Now it's only 2 days later. I'm interested to see how they bounce back against a tough Skenivas team here tonight. Skenivas will go right to left on your radio dial. They're in the road blue uniforms. It's a royal blue with white and gold trim. It says dragons and white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Franklin is in the home white uniforms with the purple trim. Also has some gold trim mixed in there. It says Purple Devils in purple with gold lettering across the front of the uniform there. They will go left to right. Alexis Holtz will jump it up, an All-State soccer star here, showing her talents on the hardwood tonight. She will jump it up for Skenivas. And Olivia Heiser will jump it up here for Franklin. Holtz wins the opening tip. Skenivas will have the ball, and we're underway. They're going to take it right to the hoop. Holtz with a shot there as she got a pass back from Erica Spranger. It was off the mark and ripped down a rebound here for Kayla Campbell, and she's back up the floor. Again, Franklin going left to right. Here's Campbell, splits two defenders, takes it right to the rim, but blocked from behind by Holtz. And Skenivas will come away with the ball, and then a block will be called on the far side directly in front of the Skenivas bench. Let's see who this is on. Going to be on one of the Campbell sisters, and that's going to be on Marissa Campbell, her first team's first. And that was one thing I wanted to bring up early in the game, is that Franklin has to stay out of foul trouble here tonight. Marissa Campbell needs to be on the floor to have that dynamic duo with her sister Kayla. We're 30 seconds in. We're scoreless between Franklin and Skenivas tonight here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me. Skenivas with the basketball. They go left side to Holtz. Gets into the paint. Tosses up a jumper. It was partially blocked. Rebound comes down here for Spranger. She gets tied up. And we're going to have a foul, it looks like, underneath on the rebound with 7:15 to go in this first quarter. So Spranger will go to the line. And the foul will be here on Olivia Heiser, her first team, second on Franklin. So Spranger settles in at the line. Her first shot is off the mark, went to the right, and then ricocheted in and out. So again, 45 seconds into the first quarter here tonight on WCDO. We're scoreless between Franklin and Skenivas. Spranger at the line here for the Dragons, settling in for her second shot. This one is up, and this one also misses wide to the right. Rebound for Kayla Campbell underneath. and then across midcourt. Left side of the floor, bounce pass for Marissa Campbell in front of the Skenevis bench. Flips one down low. The pass was good, but the shot was off by Rachel Colbain, and a rebound here for Skenevis, but they'll turn it right back over as Spranger was trying to bust out in traffic and carried the basketball. So we're a minute in, and we're scoreless here between Franklin and Skenevis. Franklin will get the ball back on the near side of the court in front of the fans here, seating only on the one side in Franklin. They'll pass into the backcourt for Kayla Campbell. To the right side of the floor, passes one back out for Marissa. Give and go back to Kayla in the corner. Deep three ball there is good. And Franklin is on the board first. A little give and go. That's the Campbell connection right there. And it's 3-0 Franklin over Skenevis. Chance of defense from the student section here in Franklin tonight. And Skenevis is going to toss this one away. Kaylee Bryant was looking for a backdoor cutter there. And Alexia Percy. And the pass was just too far in front. 6:35 to go first quarter. Timeout Skenevis will step away with a score. Franklin 3, Skenevis nothing on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Back underway, and Franklin will make Skenevis pay right off the bat. A long pass goes down to Marissa Campbell. She lays it up and in, and it's a 5-0 lead now for Franklin over Skenevis. That was a great play to get to a wide open Marissa Campbell, and she put it home. Skenevis on the inbounds pass had it poke checked away out of bounds, last touched by the Dragons, so Franklin will get the ball back with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. They have it on the baseline, again poked out of bounds, last touched here by Skenevis. Autumn Jones, who checks into the game, got her fingertips on that one, so the ball will stay with Franklin. They have a 5-0 lead over visiting Skenevis here tonight on WCDO. A steal by Skenevis, as Spranger was able to step in front of that inbounds pass, and they'll work it back up the floor with Hannah Osborne. Osborne will find Piercy, who takes it down low. Back out Osborne, straightaway jumper from the foul line, died on the front of the rim. Rebound for Franklin and Julie Archibald. Streaking down the floor on the left side in front of the scorer's table, pumps the brakes, and now we'll reset here for Franklin. With 5:50 to go in the first quarter, it's Franklin 5 and Skenevis nothing. And a layup here for Julie Archibald, split through the teeth of the defense, and gives Franklin a 7-0 lead with 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Back up the floor with Autumn Jones. Jones will pass inside, but it's intercepted again by Franklin, and Olivia Heiser will take it away. Ahead for Kayla Campbell. Back to Heiser. Her left-handed layup is no good. Campbell is there for the rebound. Franklin will look to reset. Back to the top of the key here for Rachel Colbain, and now safely back into the hands of Kayla Campbell. Into the corner for Archibald on the right wing side. Archibald dribbles into the paint. Her shot is blocked, and Skenevis will come away with a good block there by Piercy. Long pass ahead for Autumn Jones for the right-handed layup is up and in. So Autumn Jones gets her first two, and Skenevis is on the board. It's Franklin 7, Skenevis 2, with 5 minutes to go in the opening period. I'm Nate Lull. Tonight on WCDO, we're glad to have you along for some holiday basketball. Kayla Campbell to the far side for Marissa Campbell. She wants a three, didn't pull the trigger in time, and the Skenevis defense is all over her like a blanket now. Here's Kayla Campbell, gets the pass from Marissa, gets into the paint, splits two defenders, shot is no good. Archibald the rebound, too strong there, and a rebound on the far side by Holtz. Holtz gets in trouble here as she got double-teamed and shuffled her pivot foot. We'll have a travel call, but also looks like she might have taken a hit to the face there as she fell to the floor. We'll hope that she's okay. Well, I know she's going to be okay. She's one of the toughest players around. If you've seen her on the soccer field, you certainly know that. All-state player for Skenevis that made it to the Section 4 Class D semifinals this season and was one of the top teams in the Tri-Valley. Holtz is going to take a little breather here and grab a drink with 4:35 to go in the first quarter. And we'll have an inbounds pass. On the inbounds pass, we'll have a foul against Skenevis with 4:37 to go in the first quarter. And the foul will be here on Autumn Jones, her first, team's first. Franklin will get the inbounds pass, and they will find on the back door. Olivia Heiser in the pass from Archibald. She lays it up and in, and Franklin leads 9-2 with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Skadiva's trying to stop the early bleeding here, and they'll have a 2-on-1 if they can hurry. They go to the left side for Autumn Jones through her fingertips and out of bounds. And that's just kind of been the start of the evening here for Skadiva's. They've had good looks, just haven't been able to convert yet. A couple of turnovers on some passes that just didn't connect, and Franklin will get it back. 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Franklin 9, Skadiva's 2, and Kayla Campbell, the outstanding freshman, will bring it back up the floor. Campbell looking for a backdoor pass, finds Archibald, and that one is wide open. Can't get the layup to go. Skying for the rebound is Erica Spranger here of the Dragons. Into the hands now of Kaylee Bryant, back up the floor. Good pass ahead here for Patricia Beagle, and she will shuffle her feet and will have another traveling violation. Holtz checking right back into the game, and Ashley Effner will go to the bench here for the Dragons. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Franklin girls leading Skanivas 9-2. Campbell will get across the midcourt timeline. Again, the freshman sisters are off to a great start this season for Franklin, but we're going to have a foul against the Purple Devils. Looked like some sort of an illegal screen was the call. Foul is going to be on Olivia Heiser. That's her second, team's third. So Heiser's going to go to the bench, and Maddie Ackley will check in here for Franklin. That's a tough one for the Purple Devils. Holtz gets the ball, will dribble at the length of the court and go coast to coast to put it up and in. And so Holtz finishes it off, and it's Franklin 9, Skanivas 4 with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. And two fouls on Olivia Heiser. She will go to the bench. Ackley will have to come in here for Franklin. Ackley with the ball. Top of the key as Franklin goes left to right. Campbell at the top of the key again. Got the dish off from Ackley. Went backdoor on a backdoor cut. And Ackley couldn't finish that layup. And on the rebound, everyone wrestling and scrambling for it there. It's on the floor. We'll have a call. Foul will be on Franklin, team's fourth. Let's see who this one is on. It's going to be on Marissa Campbell, her second. So Campbell's going to have to go to the bench. And coming in will be Adriana Sperry here for the Purple Devils. So that really hurts Franklin, the quote-unquote favorite, I would say, in this game. Now with two starters on the bench, Skanivas with some room to work here. They're going to have to try to take advantage of this opportunity with 3:25 to go first quarter. Here's Bryant with a long two on the left wing side in the offensive end of the floor. That one is no good. A rebound for Archibald, and she'll work it back up the floor. Archibald stops in front of the Skanivas bench. We'll look to reset the offense. We'll go to Campbell in the corner, but she'll travel first and give the ball back to Skanivas with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. It's Franklin 9 and Skanivas 4. A girls Tri-Valley League showdown here tonight in Franklin. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO. We're glad to have you along. Also online at WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Holtz will look to bring it up the floor. Archibald just got a piece of it as she reached in to try to steal that ball away. Deflected out of bounds, and it will go to Skanivas. It will stay with Skanivas, I should say. Spranger will look to get it in on the right wing side. Looking for options, goes to Bryan at midcourt. She's quickly double-teamed, is able to escape it. Skanivas has the ball into their own offensive end of the floor, going right to left. 15 on the shot clock for Skanivas. They go to Bryant on the far side. Looking for options, skips across the top of the zone. And now to the high post. Pull-up jumper here for the Dragons is off the back of the rim, and no good there for Beagle, who comes up limping after that shot. Kayla Campbell will take the rebound, go coast-to-coast, and finish it off. So Campbell now with 5 points. Beagle is going to head to the bench here. Looked like she might have come down a little wrong on that knee and twisted a little bit. Walking off the floor under her own power. That's good to see. Skanivas will have to go to the bench, and Hannah Osborne will check back in with 2:40 to go first quarter. Franklin scores off that possession, though, and they make it an 11-4 ball game. Skanivas trying to answer, and they will. Down the floor to Hannah Osborne, who puts it up and in. She was the MVP of that Milford tournament where Skanivas upset Morris, and you can see why with a bucket like that. Franklin 11 and Skanivas 6 with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. It's a tight one so far. Franklin with a slight edge. Here's Campbell with a step-back three-pointer in and out. Rebound, though, by the Purple Devils. Cobain couldn't hold on to it. Little hot potato there, and it rolls out of bounds and goes back to Skanivas. So again, Franklin with two starters on the bench, Heiser and Campbell. Marissa with two fouls each. And so Skanivas trying to take advantage with just about 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's Franklin 11 and Skanivas 6. Right side of the floor now for Cobain. Skips it back across for Osborne. Osborne with a step back long shot there. Won't go. Spranger with a rebound. Puts it up. No good. Holtz gets another opportunity. This one is up and in for Holtz. Hultz gets it to go, and it's Franklin 11, Skenivas 8. So the Dragons chipping away at it here with a minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Kaylee Bryant is shadowing Kayla Campbell, so two freshmen going toe-to-toe here tonight. Let's see how this one goes throughout the rest of the contest. Campbell takes it right to the rim this time on the left wing side and puts it in. So Kayla with 7 points, and Franklin leads 13-8 with a minute 25 to go in the first quarter. Spranger back across midcourt and finds Kaylee Bryant. Bryant will go back to Hultz in the corner. Skipping one across now for Piercy. She takes it inside. It was partially blocked there by Sperry of Franklin. Purple Devils will come away with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. It's Franklin 13, Skenivas 8. Right side of the floor for Kayla Campbell. One-on-one again here with Bryant. Looks to take it down low. Forced to pick up her dribble by some good defense by Bryant in the corner. Back to the top of the key here for Ackley. Ackley goes left side for Archibald, trying to take her defender to the rim. She does. Too strong on the layup, and Spranger there for another rebound. Gets tied up, though, with Archibald, who came along and was able to latch onto the ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Franklin. Good job there on a hustle play by Archibald. With 48 seconds to go in the first quarter, it's Franklin 13 and Skenivas 8. Archibald on the baseline, underneath, trying to get it in. Going to be close to a five-second count. She just gets it in. Ball pinballs around. Franklin will come up with possession. Kind of a broken play there. Ackley trying to get it inside. And we'll have a whistle before that happens. We'll have a three-second call on Franklin down in the paint as Sperry was trying to post up to give Ackley some options. 40 seconds to go in this first quarter. It is Franklin 13 and Skenivas 8 to the right side of the floor. Dragons come away with it. They look for Osborne. She lost control of it, though. Archibald with some good defense, and it was tipped out of bounds. And so they'll say it was last touched off the fingertips there of Hannah Osborne. And so 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's Franklin 13 and Skenivas 8. Purple Devils, if they want, could play for the last shot of the quarter here. Bounce pass for Sperry. Franklin with the ball going left to right. Straight away here for Ackley. Ackley goes to the high post for Campbell. Splits two defenders, lays it up and in. Kayla Campbell, the freshman, with 9 points, and Franklin leads 15-8 with 10 seconds to go first quarter. Can Skenivas get a shot off? They try a long home run pass. It sails out of bounds into the Franklin bench and goes back to Franklin with 9.5 seconds to go. Campbell at midcourt gets the ball in. Down to 5 seconds. Campbell wants a straightaway three. This one too strong. Rebound here for Cobain. Couldn't get it to go, and that'll do it for the first quarter. With the score, Franklin 15, Skenivas 8. And girls Tri-Valley action tonight in Franklin. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter tonight on WCDO. We're live from Franklin Central School. It's the Franklin girls hosting Skenivas in a Tri-Valley girls showdown today. Franklin leading 15-8. Skenivas with the ball. They'll inbound to Kaylee Bryant. She's immediately fouled. Took off like a rocket from midcourt. Got just to the foul line before she was fouled as she went to put up a little jumper. And she will head to the line here looking for her first points of the evening. Just 4 seconds into the second quarter, here's Bryant to the line. First shot for her is up and off the mark, no good. So again, our score, Franklin 15 and Skenivas 8. Dragons trying to hang tough as Franklin has two starters on the bench with two fouls, Heiser as well as Marissa Campbell. Second shot is up, and this one is no good here for Bryant. And so Franklin will get the ball back. There was a violation, but it was against Skenivas. So Franklin will pick up the ball and walk it back up the floor here with Julie Archibald. Again, we're just 10 seconds into the second quarter. It's Franklin 15 and Skeneva's 8. Here's Campbell. We'll pass to the far side of the floor now for Alyssa Nowitny, who's checked into the game. Passes back door for Archibald. Up and in. Very nice play there by Franklin as Nowitny just waited for Archibald on a backdoor cut, fed it to her, and she finished it off. It's Franklin 17 and Skeneva's 8. Dragons back down the floor, and they look for Erica Spranger, who immediately, with a nice stutter step move, tries to get to the rim and is fouled. So Skeneva's not afraid to attack here. Last two possessions, they haven't even really set up the offense. They've just seen the opening and gone for it. So Spranger to the line for Skeneva's. First shot is up and good. Her first points tonight for Erica Spranger, wearing number 23, the senior. 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Timeout taken by Skeneva's with the score Franklin 17, Skeneva's 9. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. I am proud to say that Butler Auto now features over 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. Our selection constantly changes, and you're sure to find a safe, reliable vehicle for your family. In fact, we have increased our truck inventory to offer a wide variety with more arriving daily. You might even find a commercial truck on the lots. Our experienced service department will take care of any and every service need. And right now, you'll receive free mounting and balancing with every tire purchased. Need a rental? We've got those too. So if you have family visiting for the holidays or get in an accident, Butler Auto Rental can help. When it's time for a new to you vehicle, let our family help yours at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Delaware Avenue across from the Kmart Plaza in Sydney. Check out our entire selection at butlerautosales.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Spranger misses the second shot out of the timeout from the foul line, and Franklin will scoop up a rebound, bring it back down the floor. And here is Kayla Campbell on the right side. Immediately pulls up for three, left it short. Not enough mustard on that one, and a rebound here for Skeneva's Kaylee Bryant. Bryant in the backcourt is fouled with 7:07 to go in the second quarter. It's Franklin at 17 and Skeneva's 9. Let's see if this... I don't think it's going to be a foul. They're going to say it was a kick ball here against Kayla Campbell. So no fouls on the play. Skeneva's will get it in. Here's the team foul situation in the second quarter. Franklin with two, Skeneva's with none. Here's Holtz. We'll go back to Bryant at the top of the key. Tries to go left side there for Osborne. Again, it was tipped by Ackley. And then off the hands there of Osborne, she couldn't quite grasp it. And so it falls out of bounds, and Franklin will get it back. Skeneva's has looked good. They just haven't really been able to settle in on offense. Good defense by Franklin so far. With 6:50 to go in the second quarter, it's Franklin 17, Skeneva's 9. Ackley at the top of the key here looking for options. Goes to Campbell on the left side of the floor. We'll now go to Nowitny. Nowitny straight away, dribbles to the foul line. Now left side for Archibald, who steps back behind the line for a three, left it short. Rebound on the floor. Holtz will come away with it. Just muscles that rebound away, and now she gets tied up with Kayla Campbell. Possession arrow will give it to Franklin with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. A fierce battle for that ball right there. So again, Franklin 17 and Skeneva's 9. Franklin will inbound the basketball in their own offensive end of the floor underneath the basket. I'm Nate Lowe. Again, we're glad to have you along tonight on WCDO. Always fun to come here to Franklin. Archibald will get it into Campbell. Left side on the baseline. We'll work one back out here to Sperry. Sperry to the right side of the floor for Archibald as Franklin goes left to right. 20 on the shot clock. 6:15 to go, second quarter. Franklin leads 17-9. Sperry will dish one off for Nowitny. Shot clock is down to 10. Franklin needs some options, and they need them quick. They go to Kayla Campbell. She straight away dribbles to the left side, pulls up for a deep three. This one is too strong. Rebound loose on the floor, and Holtz will gather it up again. And we'll have a foul underneath on Nowitny as Holtz had the position on the box out, and they'll say Nowitny tried to come around to hook her. Coming back into the game here is Rachel Cobain. Nowitny will go to the bench here for Franklin. With 6 minutes to go in the second quarter, that's the third team foul against Franklin. It's Franklin 17 and Skeneva's 9. Right side of the floor here for Holtz, and Holtz will work one back to Kaylee Bryant. Again, Skeneva's is in the royal blue with the gold trim here tonight. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Holtz. Dribble drive. Tries to bank it from the right. Low block. This one won't go. Rebound is loose. Picked up by Franklin on a reach-in foul here on Skeneva's. This one will be on Hannah Osborne. Team's first of the second quarter. And that will be the first on Osborne tonight. With 5:40 to go until the halftime break, it's Franklin 17 and Skenevis 9. Across the half-court timeline, here is Kayla Campbell looking for some options. Goes to Archibald on the right side of the floor. Archibald back to Ackley. She goes to the left side, finds Campbell, looks to set a screen. She's free and now goes to Cobain straight away at the foul line. Now back to the right side for Sperry, who has played some big minutes here in the first half with Marissa Campbell on the bench. Dishes one to Maddie Ackley. Five on the shot clock. They go back to Kayla Campbell. Tries to get around a screen and is fouled here by Erica Spranger. And so with 2 seconds left here on the shot clock, they get bailed out by a foul. So they get the fresh 30. Second foul on Skenevis as a team. And the first on Spranger. 5:10 to go in the second quarter. It's Franklin 17, Skenevis 9. Let's see what Franklin can do with this possession. They'll throw it away just as I say that. They were looking to go down low on the left, low block there for Campbell, and it was too tall, pass out of bounds, goes back to the Dragons. So Skenevis trying to get a bucket and cut into this deficit a little bit with 5 minutes to go before the halftime break. Ball loose on the floor, and another steal here for the Franklin Purple Devils right around midcourt, but they'll give it back as Cobain shuffled her feet right on the DLI logo at midcourt. 4:55 to go, second quarter. It's Franklin 17, Skenevis 9. Thanks for joining us tonight. Maybe you couldn't make it. Here, you're home decorating the tree, you know, maybe making a gingerbread house, whatever you're doing, you couldn't make it out to the game tonight. We're glad that you could follow along here tonight on WCDO. 4:50 to go, second quarter, Franklin 17, Skenevis 9. Another steal here for the Purple Devils, but they'll give it right back on a double dribble call here on Julie Archibald. Again, 4:45 to go, second quarter. It's Franklin 17, Skenevis 9, and it's been a game of hot potato right now. Neither team wants to hold on to it. Here's Holtz. We'll dish one to the right side of the floor for Autumn Jones, and she lost it. Kayla Campbell picked a pocket, wants to take off and go coast to coast. Campbell goes up for the right-handed layup, is fouled, shot won't go, but she'll head to the line with 4.5 to go before the halftime break. It's Franklin, again, leading 17-9, and Campbell already with 9 points. We'll head to the charity stripe here for Franklin as she settles in. Waiting for her first shot from the line, again with 4.5 to go. Second quarter, first shot is up and good for Kayla Campbell, first player on either team into double figures here tonight as the freshman wearing number 22 with 10 points so far for Franklin as she settles in. Second shot coming. Second shot for Campbell, rattles in and out, ball loose on the floor, both teams scrambling for it in the purple paint, jump ball and the possession arrow this time will give it back to the Dragons. Again, Franklin leading 18-9 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Dragons will get it in. They are in desperate need of a point here to try to get off this schneid that they've had the last couple of minutes. They work it up the floor, but Sperry with a steal goes to Archibald, tries to take it right to the rim, blocked out of there by Kaylee Bryant. And then on the rebound opportunity, a foul here on Skenevis. This one will be on Spranger. I believe it's going to be on Spranger. Let's see. Spranger is going to go to the bench. I thought perhaps she was in foul trouble. No, they'll call it on Archibald for trying to steal it back away from Spranger. Just happened to be that she was headed to the bench for a rest anyways. So Skenevis will get the ball back. They'll work it down the floor. Ball rolls out of bounds here as they try to set up the offense, but last touched by Franklin. But again, 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Franklin 18, Skenevis 9. And so Kaylee Bryant will inbound the basketball. Skenevis is in their own offensive end of the floor. Kaylee Bryant will inbound. They'll try to set up a play here. They'll find Autumn Jones, left side of the floor, back out for Holtz. 20 on the shot clock. Holtz dribbles over to the Franklin bench side of the floor. Back for Osborne, left side. They skip across the top of the zone, back to the right baseline. Dribble drive shot up off the glass, rolls all the way around the world, and then pops free. The iron unkind right there to Skenevis. With 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Franklin 18 and Skenevis 9. Left side of the floor for Archibald. Archibald looking for options. Bryant has done a good job on Kayla Campbell so far. This time Campbell takes it to the rim. No good. Gets her own rebound. It's blocked. Boy, that one looked pretty clean. But she will head to the line. Hannah Osborne with the foul with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. And Skenevis is frustrated at the minute. Osborne picks up her third and the team's fourth. So one of the team's leading scorers will probably have to go to the bench. Campbell settles in for her first shot at the line. This one is up and good. So Kayla Campbell now with 11 points. And Osborne will go to the bench, and Beagle will check back in here for Skeneva. Spranger is also going to re-enter the game, and Autumn Jones will have a seat for Skeneva. So, again, 3:34 to go in the second quarter. Franklin leading 19-9, looking to increase the lead here, is Kayla Campbell, the freshman. Settles in for her second shot. This one is up off the back of the rim. No good. Holtz skies for a rebound here for Skeneva, so it remains a 10-point ball game. Purple Devils leading the Dragons 19-9 with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. Here is Kaylee Bryant, but Campbell, Kayla that is there to take it away. A long home run pass ahead for Julie Archibald. Too hot for her, and she couldn't hold on to it as it ricochets out of bounds and back here to Skeneva. Skeneva has had chances to get back in this game. They just have not been able to execute here on offense in the second quarter. Here is Bryant in the backcourt, finds Erica Spranger. Back across midcourt, finds Holtz. Holtz now will leave it for Beagle. Beagle with a chest pass with 15 on the shot clock to the right side for Alexis Holtz. Lost it, but it goes right to Spranger. Her pull-up jumper in the paint, no good. Rebound for Holtz, but they'll say she came crashing in there, and it was too strong. And so Franklin will get the ball back with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. So that will be the fifth team foul against Skeneva. And so that will be the first against Holtz. And this will send Rachel Cobain to the line for Franklin to shoot. So Franklin will be shooting two the rest of the way as Skeneva hits their fifth team foul here in the second quarter as Cobain settles in for her first foul shot. This one is up and rattles in and out. So in the girls' game now, the last couple of years, the rule has changed. They reset the fouls every quarter. Once you get to five, you're automatically shooting two. That's five team fouls. So Cobain will settle in after missing the first shot. Second one for Cobain is good. Much to the delight of the Franklin faithful tonight. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. It is Franklin 20 and Skeneva 9. Back across the midcourt timeline in the Franklin Central DLI logo. Skeneva with the ball going right to left. Here is Spranger at the top of the key finding Kaylee Bryant. Bryant with a bounce pass to the far side for Holtz. Didn't connect with her. Sails out of bounds. And we'll go back to Franklin. Timeout's going to be taken by Franklin. 2:45 to go second quarter. It's Franklin 20, Skeneva 9. Girls Tri-Valley League hoops tonight on WCDO. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Did you know air duct cleaning not only improves your indoor air quality, which is very important this time of year, it can also increase the efficiency of your furnace. We also install oil furnaces, gas furnaces, wood furnaces, space heaters, pellet stoves, wood stoves, water heaters, boilers, and even in-floor heat. And of course, we still do electric and plumbing. So call us today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Thank you for your business and happy holidays.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Make sure you stay tuned. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll have our Mirabito halftime report. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito by calling 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Franklin girls leading Skeneva 20-9 with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Right side of the floor now for Julie Archibald. She gets into the paint, dribble, drive all the way. Archibald takes it to the rim with authority and gets it to go. She has 6 points, and Franklin leads 22-9. Skeneva has got to try to answer here with 2:15 to go before the halftime break. Holtz will find Bryant. Bryant dishes one far side for Beagle. Good pump fake, puts up the shot, left it short. Archibald with a rebound, and an over-the-back call is whistled here on Skeneva. And again, Franklin will be shooting the rest of the way as Skeneva has five team fouls here in the second quarter. Foul will be on Piercy here for Skeneva. So 2:10 to go in the second quarter. It's Franklin 22 and Skeneva 9. Julie Archibald, the senior, with 6 points. Second leading scorer so far tonight for Franklin. Kayla Campbell, the freshman, with 11 to lead the way. First shot is too strong off the back of the rim. A little too much spice on that one for Julie Archibald. second shot coming here for Franklin. Again, 2:10 to go, second quarter. Franklin leading 22-9, trying to increase that lead. Second shot is no good here for Franklin's Julie Archibald at the line. She goes 0 for 2. Rebound here for Skonevis, and they've been doing a great job on the glass. They just haven't been able to convert. And giveaways like this at midcourt as Kayla Campbell comes up with a steal. Bryant was trying to pass to Holtz. It was intercepted, and once again, Franklin gets the ball back. Good quality defense. Holtz returns the favor. A steal, and she tries to go coast to coast, lays it up and in. Alexis Holtz with a team-high 6 points for the Dragons. And Skonevis trying to hang around here. It's Franklin 22 and Skonevis 11 as we come up on a minute 35 to go in the second quarter. Here is Kayla Campbell. Finds Maddie Ackley straight away. Three-point line extended and will now go to Archibald. Steps in for a long two from the right elbow. No good. Rebound for Sperry. Puts it up. Left it short. Rebound Skonevis. Ahead for Holtz off a good outlet pass from Bryant, who's gathered up the rebound. Again, Holtz takes it right to the rim. Puts it up and in. Franklin is letting Skonevis back into this game a little bit. It's the Purple Devils leading the Dragons 22-13 with a minute 10 to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor for Kayla Campbell. Thought about a three but didn't pull the trigger. Gets into the paint. The Dr. J finger roll is good. Count it, and she's fouled. Kayla Campbell says, not so fast, Skonevis. And she's got a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. She now has 13 points. Franklin leads 24-13 as Campbell will head to the line to shoot the and-one shot. Emily Craig will be checking in at the next whistle for Skonevis. Campbell puts this one up and in. She's got 14. And Holtz will come to the bench. Deserves a little rest there after scoring the last 4 points for Skonevis. Franklin leads 25-13 with a minute to go in the second quarter. So Skonevis gets it in. Campbell goes for a steal. Still going after it here. We'll have a reach-in foul on Campbell. Just was trying to get in and perhaps poke check that one away or get a loose ball, as Franklin does have the arrow, but got whistled for a little tap on the arm. Franklin will look to get the ball in, and they do, to Campbell, and she puts this one up and in. So Campbell with 16. So that was not a foul on Campbell. They actually said, after I looked at it a little more closely, that Skonevis stepped out of bounds, giving the ball back to Franklin. And they take full advantage of it. Franklin 27, Skonevis 13, with 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. Campbell looking for another steal. This one goes into the backcourt, but Skonevis is able to hold on to it, go back and pick it up. Deflected, so it was no backcourt. They go to Beagle. She tries a long three. No good. Rebound here for Skonevis. Tossing up a shot there is Alexia Piercy. No good. And Skonevis will try to backtrack on defense, but they won't have to, as Franklin will throw it away. Campbell was trying a long home run pass to Sperry. She didn't know it was coming. Sailed over her head and out of bounds with 15 seconds to go. Franklin leading 27-13. Spranger looking for options. Gets it into Emily Craig. Right back to Spranger as they have 10 seconds left. But it's taken away here by Archibald. Archibald takes it right to the rim. It was blocked out of bounds there by Spranger with 7 seconds to go. Ball stays here with Franklin. Let's see if they can get one last shot off here with 7 seconds to go. Ball is in their own offensive end of the floor. They find Campbell. She's stuck in the paint. Dishes one out for Ackley. Her shot too strong. Rebound on the floor. We'll have a jump ball, I believe, with 2.3 to go. And possession arrow, yes, we'll give it back to Skonevis. So 2.3. Franklin will keep the full court pressure on. Skonevis will have to try to get it in and maybe give it the old college heave from half court. Intercepted though by Ackley. A three at the buzzer. Oh, just dies short. And our halftime score is Franklin 27, Skonevis 13 in a girls' Tri-Valley League showdown here tonight at Franklin Central School. It's our Maravito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. Again, halftime score. Franklin girls lead Skonevis 27-13 at the break on WCDO.
This year, switch to Maravito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Maravito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Maravito, where our people make energy different.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo as a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. For over 55 years, we have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified, trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop, and I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at NYCM.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online NYCM.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks, to live tonight in Franklin. I'm Nate Ball on WCDO. It's a Girls Tri-Valley League showdown tonight. Franklin 27, Skanivas 13 at the halftime break. It's time now for the Mirabado Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Mirabado Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabado. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Also, a handy time of year to keep that number on file with some of these cold weather days. It was a chilly one out there today, but I see in the forecast maybe by this weekend we could see somewhere in the upper 40s, maybe even 50 degrees. So just wacky weather these days. So I don't know if we'll have a white Christmas or not, but we'll see. Never know from day to day. Last night I was in Milford covering the Milford boys taking on Edmiston, which turned out to be a great game. Milford won 66-60. It was a really, really good boys Tri-Valley League game. You know, went in, everything was fine. I knew we might get a little snow, but I came out and my drive home was tough. I mean, there was a lot of snow on the road. It was slick. But got home safe and sound, and that's when you really know it's basketball season, when you come out of a gym and you say, oh, wasn't expecting that. There's a couple inches of snow on the ground, but I got to give a lot of credit to our local road crews. I mean, I travel all over three counties, Shenango, Delaware, Otsego, and, you know, I rarely run into a time or a problem during a storm because our local road crews are just out there doing the best. And want to thank all those guys. I know a lot of them listen in while they're out on their routes on the truck. So we appreciate you listening in and taking good care of our roads so that all of us who come out to these games can get home safe. Our halftime score, Franklin 27, Skanivas 13. Here's our first half scoring summary. 16 points for freshman Kayla Campbell. Seems like any time we're here to do a radio game, she is just off the charts. She had a couple last year where she was just dynamite. She always seems to get off to a good start, too. She's not one of those slow starters. She likes to pick it up right from the opening whistle. So Campbell with 16, Julie Archibald with 6, Marissa Campbell, Kayla's sister, with 2 points, Olivia Heiser with 2, Rachel Cobain with 1. I think Marissa's going to come in and have a good second half. Got those 2 fouls right away, had to go to the bench. When she's in the game with Kayla, they really work well off one another, so I expect Marissa to come back in, play well in the second half, and put up some good numbers here for Franklin. On the other side for Skenevis, a team-high 8 points for Alexis Holtz, and then 2 apiece for Hannah Osborne, for Autumn Jones, and then 1 for Erica Spranger. I think Skenevis had some good looks. Shots just weren't falling. They had some turnovers that were costly. I think if you can get Kaylee Bryant going, if you can get Hannah Osborne going, and Spranger going a little bit more to add in with what Holtz has put up, Skenevis could really get back in this ballgame. They showed some signs where they'd go on a little 4-6-point run, close the gap a little bit, then they'd go cold, and Franklin would be able to come back and increase it back up 6 or 8 points. So it's not that Skenevis can't play with Franklin, just one of those nights where shots aren't falling and they've had some turnovers, all those things that make coaches go crazy, right? Halftime score, Franklin 27, Skenevis 13. Well, we will take a break. We'll be right back. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, and you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Franklin 27, Skenevis 13. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Halftime score here in Franklin. It's the Purple Devils leading Skenevis 27-13, a Tri-Valley League battle tonight. Again, Kayla Campa with 16 points to lead the way for Franklin. Alexis Holtz with 8 points for Skenevis. Two girls who made the All-State soccer team from this fall, as they both had very successful seasons. Kayla with a couple more in a Franklin uniform before she goes on to college, and Alexis is a senior. Very interested to see where she picks to go off and play college soccer. I know a lot of D3 schools made the trip up I-88 to go check out Alexis. Also plays a lot of travel soccer, so I know she's going to end up somewhere. I know a couple of the Suniac schools were very, very interested, and just a great soccer player. And all these young ladies, I love both these schools because they are just very high-class kids, good on the court, good on the field, also great in the classroom, and you love to see that. Halftime score, 27-13. We'll take 1 30-second break. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter here. Franklin leading Skenevis on WCDO.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the third quarter here on WCDO. Franklin leading at 27-13 as Franklin will have the ball to start the third quarter directly in front of our broadcast position here at midcourt. Archibald finds Kayla Campbell, who takes it right to the rim uncontested, and she now has 18. Franklin bringing a little pressure. All five starters are back in. Franklin now leads 29-13. Skenevis with a little shot here from Hannah Osborne. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Spranger. She's right there. Finishes it off. Scoops up the loose change and puts it in. Franklin 29 and Skenevis 15. Purple Devils trying to answer. They'll go to the far side of the floor for Cobain. Her right-handed layup rolls around the rim. Won't go down. Skenevis with a rebound. Back up the floor for Kaylee Bryant. Across the midcourt timeline here for Bryant with 7:15 to go, third quarter. Bryant with a chest pass for Spranger. Spranger into the corner now, looking for Piercy. Bounce pass for Spranger down low, partially blocked there by Heiser. She picks up the basketball, and Franklin will run away with it. We're a minute into the third quarter, and Franklin leads 29-15 here on their home floor at Franklin Central School. Left side of the floor for Marissa Campbell. Gets around a screen, had it knocked out of her hands, but last touched by Skenevis, as that was Hannah Osborne, who came in and was able to get her fingertip on it and push it out of bounds. So 17 seconds to go on the shot clock. Franklin will look to get the ball in. They find Heiser on a backdoor cut. Spranger denies that one with a fierce block. Dragons will come away with it down the right side of the floor. Osborne splits two defenders, goes back to Holtz at the top of the key, into the corner for Bryant, steps in for a long two, too strong. Rebound for Holtz, who was able to track down the loose ball. With 6.5 to go in the third quarter, Franklin girls leading Skenevis 29-15 here tonight on WCDO. Left side of the floor for Holtz in front of her own bench as Skenevis goes left to right here to start the second half. We'll have a foul on the floor. This one will be on Franklin. This will be the first foul of the second half. First on Franklin. Let's see who they whistled that one on. It could have been anybody underneath. That's going to be on Olivia Heiser, her third. She's going to have to be very careful now. Skenevis gets it in. They go to Piercy. Puts up a shot in the paint. Too strong. And a foul on the rebound. This one will be on Skenevis. It will be on Piercy, who went over the back trying to follow her shot. That'll be Skenevis' first team foul of the third quarter. Second on Piercy here tonight. Campbell, Marissa brings it up the floor, safely into the hands now of Julia Archibald. And she'll find Kayla Campbell right side, steps back for a long, deep three from downtown. That one's off the mark and no good. Rebound for Skenevis with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Long home run pass ahead. Spranger was looking for Alexis Holtz. Too tall, and the ball flies out of bounds. With 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Franklin 29 and Skenevis 15. Kayla Campbell with the ball in the backcourt. She's double-teamed, throws it to the right side. Somehow, Julie Archibald knew it was coming to her and gets across the half-court timeline. Ball knocked out of bounds. And that was good defense there by Hannah Osborne. Came over with Piercy to bring up the double-team, and they knocked it free. Ball stays with Franklin, though, as it trickled out of bounds. 5:55 to go, third quarter. Going to be an over-and-back call as the pass there from Archibald was too strong there for Campbell. She had to chase it over the line. And the turnover will give it back here to the Dragons. With 5:45 to go, third quarter, it's Franklin 29 and Skenevis 15. They inbound directly in front of our broadcast booth. Right at midcourt, Osborne with the ball. She gets tied up and tries to split through the double team. And a timeout is taken here by Skenevis. So we'll step away. Franklin 29. Skenevis 15, timeout taken by the Dragons on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Skenevis girls in the timeout right now. They trail on the road at Franklin 29-15 with 5:40 to go in the third quarter. And when we come back here, the ball will be inbounded directly at midcourt. And I'm telling you, folks, this is a gym that has some tight sidelines, and where we set up for our broadcast is right at midcourt, and I'm going to be in trouble if anybody comes piling out of bounds looking for a ball, because they'll be right in our lap. So that's how it goes here at midcourt. We've had some close calls here before, especially in a boys' game where teams really get flying up and down the court with the press. I mean, I've had a couple of guys come right onto the broadcast table here, but so far we've never gotten knocked off the air, or I've survived every time I've come, and we always appreciate when Franklin lets us set up here and do this. Steal by Franklin on the inbounds pass. Kayla Campbell ahead for Julie Archibald, who finishes it off. Archibald now with 8 points, and Franklin pushes the lead to 31-15. Long pass ahead as Skenevis tries to answer. 5:25 to go in the third quarter. Here's Holtz to the left side, finding Kaylee Bryant. Bryant holding on and lost it for a quick second. Campbell was right there. Now gets it to Holtz. Holtz trying to buy some real estate. She gets tied up with Archibald. Possession arrow is going to keep it with Skenevis, but good defense there by Franklin. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO. Our in-game producer is Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We appreciate his time and efforts. Here is Skenevis off the inbound. They try a long shot from Piercy, about a 20-footer from the left wing side, and it's off the mark and a rebound for Franklin. They're in the home whites tonight with the purple and the gold trim, and Skenevis is in the road royal blues with the gold trim. Campbell with the ball on the left side. Again, Franklin going right to left, dribbling to the top of the key, three-point line extended. Campbell, the freshman, with 18 points tonight for Franklin. Leaves it off for Archibald. The senior tries a jumper, left side, no good. Rebound for Marissa Campbell. We're going to have a jump ball, and possession arrow will keep it with Franklin. 3 seconds left on the shot clock before Campbell could get that shot off, and she was tied up. So we'll see how aware Franklin is here. Autumn Jones coming back in for Skenevis as Osborne goes to the bench. Franklin trying to get it in. Got to be close to a five-second call. They do. They get it to Kayla Campbell. Reverse layup, no good. Heiser is there to scoop it up and put it in. Heiser now with 4 points. And it's Franklin 33, Skenevis 15. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Right side of the floor for Spranger. She puts it up. That one's off the mark. Rebound loose on the floor. Both teams fighting for it. It rolls over the line and goes back here to the Purple Devils. Has not been Skenevis' night tonight. In terms of shooting the basketball, they've just been cold here tonight at Franklin. 4:25 to go, third quarter. Franklin 33, Skenevis 15. Quickly back up the floor for Archibald. In front of the Franklin bench, Archibald will dribble up, set up the offense here for Franklin, who's in control at the moment. Here is Kayla Campbell. Thought about pulling an NBA range three there, smiled and thought better of it. Goes to the right side, gets a pick, steps back again, wanted to pull the trigger when she picked up her dribble, has to pass it off, this time to Rachel Cobain. She's on the floor, tied up in possession arrow this time. We'll give it back to the Skenevis Dragons. Cobain was trying to take it to the basket, but got tied up there with Alexis Holtz with 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. And Skenevis will get it back on the arrow. Franklin 33, Skenevis 15. Dragons trying to answer. Down the right side of the floor, picking up their dribble and finding Autumn Jones. Jones back for Bryant, top of the key. Reversing to the left side for Decker, who's into the game. Emily Decker will now find Ashley Effner, who's also in. Effner gets tied up. We'll have another jump ball. This time, the possession will go to the Purple Devils of Franklin. So, a lot of good hustle on both sides. Ball getting tied up, and the possession arrow will favor the Lady Purple Devils this time with 3:45 to go, third quarter. Franklin 33, Skenevis 15. Ahead for Archibald. Bounce pass to the far side for Heiser. Her right-handed layup won't go down. Rebound on the floor will stay with Franklin. Last touch by the Dragons underneath. Good effort by Decker to get her hands on that one, but just couldn't keep it in bounds. Marissa Campbell into the corner, deflected away once again, this time by Autumn Jones of Skenevis. Ball will once again be on the baseline underneath their own basket. Franklin looking to get it in with Archibald. Archibald being patient, gets it to Campbell. Turnaround layup here is off the mark and no good. Wasn't even looking at the basket there, just kind of threw up a prayer. It wouldn't go. Rebound will have another jump ball, believe it or not. And the arrow will give it to Skenevis with 3.5 to go in the third. Purple Devils leading the Dragons 33-15 here tonight on WCDO. Just a reminder, thanks to SFCU on WCDOsports.com. You can go back and listen to these games anytime in our game audio archive right there on the website for free. It's a free listen, a free download, all courtesy of SFCU. We'll have this game up by tomorrow morning on the website. Here's Campbell across midcourt looking for some options. Campbell after the steal will pass to the back door, finds her sister Marissa. The right-handed layup won't go down. Just rolled around the rim and then popped free. Skenevis with a rebound, but they'll throw it away. The outlet pass from Decker, trying to find Holtz, was too strong for her, and out of bounds it goes. With 3:05 to go, third quarter, it's Franklin 33 and Skenevis 15. Archibald will get it in, trying to find Kayla Campbell again. The game of pinball continues. Campbell comes away with it in front of her own bench on the right side of the floor as Skenevis settles in on defense. Here is Campbell to the far side for Julie Archibald. Archibald now will find Heiser at the top of the key. Heiser back for Campbell. Tries to dish down low again, finds Heiser. That one is off the mark, gets her own rebound, tosses it up again, no good. Marissa Campbell, third time's the charm. She's fouled, can't get the shot to go, but will head to the line here for Franklin with 2:38 to go in this third quarter. Make sure you stay tuned. Later this week, the second game we'll have on WCDL will be the BG girls traveling up to take on Unadilla Valley on Thursday night for a 7:15 tip. And first shot here for Marissa Campbell is good. She has 3 points. And it's Franklin 34 and Skenevis 15. Again, 2:38 to go in this third quarter. So again, BG girls at UV on Thursday. That'll be a good one. That'll be our last contest before the small Christmas break. Marissa Campbell's second shot is no good, but right after Christmas, folks, there's a lot going on next week in terms of local tournaments for boys and girls, so we'll be right back at it again. You can always look at our schedule at WCDOsports.com. That'll have all the games that we're going to do on the radio. Off the rebound from the miss from Marissa Campbell, Franklin will hold on to possession here with 2:15 to go, third quarter. Backdoor cut. Kayla Campbell finds Julie Archibald. She's into double figures, and that pass has just been their bread and butter tonight. It's working to perfection. Franklin 36 and Skenevis 15, but make it 17 now as Holtz goes coast to coast. Puts it up and in. She's got 10 points off a nice pass there from Kaylee Bryant, and we'll take a break as Skenevis calls a timeout with 2 minutes to go in the third. It's Franklin 36, Skenevis 17 on WCDO.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil Basketball on WCDO. Located at 499 Main Street in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Franklin with the basketball. The Lady Purple Devils leading 36-17. Ball knocked out of bounds as Franklin brought it up against the full court press that Skenevis has come out of this timeout with. Franklin will hold on to the ball. They'll have 20 seconds left on the shot clock. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. They go to Kayla Campbell, and she will put this one up and in. From the right low block, she's got 20 points now, and Franklin leads 38-17. Holtz with a run back up the floor, and a block is called by Marissa Campbell with a minute 45 to go here in this third quarter. Campbell trying to keep her in the backcourt, slid over. That'll be her third team, second, and she got whistled for the foul. Two team fouls apiece on both these teams right now. Franklin with another steal with a minute 38 to go in this third quarter. Looks like we'll have another whistle, though. Right after Heiser took it away, they're going to whistle a foul on Skenevis. That will be on Autumn Jones, her third, team's third. So again, now Skenevis with three team fouls and Franklin with two. Archibald back up the floor to the left side. Dribble drive, tries to go to the left side corner and then flip it over to Heiser, but it was knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Skenevis. Kaylee Bryant got her arm in the way. Tipped it out with a minute and a half to go in the third. Here is Campbell in the corner. This is Marissa. Now to the top of the key. trying to find some open space to work with. 15 to go on the shot clock. Back for Kayla Campbell. Chest pass into the corner. Looking for Archibald. Right side, dribbles into the paint and is fouled as she puts the shot up with a minute 14 to go in the third. Good aggressive play tonight by Julie Archibald, the senior. Really like what she's done out here tonight for the Purple Devils. And with Marissa Campbell, Kayla's sister, on the bench, not right now, but early in the first half in foul trouble, I thought that Archibald and Kayla Campbell have done a good job connecting to get the offense going. First foul shot is up and no good. That's the broadcaster's curse right there. You talk good about a player, and that's what happens when they go to the line. Minute 15 to go, third quarter. Franklin 38 and Skenevis 17. Second shot coming here for Archibald, who has 10 points so far tonight for Franklin. Second shot is off the back of the rim. No good. Spranger with a rebound gets tied up. Hot potatoes on the ground. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it, and Skenevis will come away with a minute 5 to go in this third quarter. Skenevis right at midcourt. Here's Hannah Osborne, and a 10-second call is whistled against the Dragons. They got right to the line, but they'll say she didn't make it over in time. So a minute to go in this third quarter. Franklin 38, Skenevis 17. They'll inbound directly in front of our broadcast position here at midcourt at Franklin Central School. And again, we're right in the thick of the action, that's for sure. Felt like I was part of that inbounds play. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Archibald on the right side. And now finding Ackley. Now for Kayla Campbell, who has 20 points. Backdoor cut for Ackley, lays it up and in. Great pass there from Campbell. Finds Ackley for her first bucket of the night. Now a steal, and Archibald will put it up and in. Steal on the press by Archibald. She has 12. Home run pass ahead here for Skenevis. They'll zip it to the far side for Piercy. She tries to take it to the rim, blocked by Kayla Campbell, and we'll have a whistle. That'll give us a chance to catch up with the score, as it's Franklin 42, Skenevis 17. Archibald with a nice steal there and got the easy free layup out of it with 28 seconds to go, third quarter. But back on the Skenevis end to our right, Piercy will go to the line after she was fouled as she went up for the shot. This one rattles in and out. And second shot coming here for Alexia Piercy, the junior wearing number 15. Good interior presence here for the Dragons, but still searching for her first points of the night. There they are. So Piercy puts it in, and it's Franklin 42, Skenevis 18. 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Back up the floor for Kayla Campbell. Right side now for Marissa Campbell in front of the Skenevis, or the Franklin bench, I should say. Campbell looking for some options. Shot clock is off. Passes now to Ackley, left side for Archibald. Down to 10 seconds to go. Right side for Marissa Campbell. Steps back, thought about pulling the trigger. Goes to Heiser instead. Her shot is partially blocked. Ball loose on the floor. Skenevis comes away with it. Osborne with a half-court heave. It's off the mark. End of the third quarter. It's Franklin 42, Skenevis 18, and girls Tri-Valley League action tonight. Fourth quarter coming up. We'll be right back on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Fourth quarter underway here in Franklin tonight. Nate Lull on WCDL. Franklin girls leading Skenevis 42-18. Franklin really opening things up in the second half. Here's Marissa Campbell. Straight away three off the mark, no good. Rebound for Spranger, and an outlet pass ahead for Kaylee Bryant. Back up the floor, slows the pace down, pumps the brakes, and looks to set up the offense for the Dragons, who have just been cold here tonight. Interior pass is kicked there by Franklin. Ball out of bounds. and it will stay with Skenevis. Bryant will do the inbounds duty, and we'll get it into Hannah Osborne. Her shot is too strong. Rebound for Kayla Campbell, and Franklin is off to the races once again. With 7:25 to go, fourth quarter, it's Franklin 42, Skenevis 18. Campbell to the left side of the floor for Julie Archibald. Now back for Heiser. For Marissa Campbell, as they work it around on offense. Skipping one back across for Julie Archibald. Takes it to the rim. Her shot too strong. Heiser with a rebound. In the land of the trees, comes down with that one. Back out for Archibald with a fresh shot clock to work with. 7 minutes to go for fourth quarter tonight on WCDO here in Franklin. Now Whitney will try to pass one over to the far side of the floor, but it was too tall for Heiser. Ball sails out of bounds. And we'll go back to Skenevis with 6:55 to go, fourth quarter. Lexis Holtz will check back into the game for the Dragons, and Beagle will go to the bench for Skenevis. Again, 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. It's Franklin 42, Skenevis 18. Holtz in the corner on the baseline. It's knocked away there by Kayla Campbell. Ball rolls down the floor, but couldn't get there in time before it rolls out of bounds, and it will stay with Skenevis. 6:43 to go, fourth quarter. Ball rolled out of bounds in the backcourt, and Spranger will inbound it there, finding Bryant, who will bring it back up the floor. Franklin girls with a lead here on their home floor, 42-18. Spranger tries to get into the paint on the foul line. Pull-up jumper off the back of the rim. No good there, and a rebound for Marissa Campbell. You can see why Franklin is one of the early favorites to get back to the Tri-Valley League Championship game. They're a tough team here in the Tri-Valley. Right side for Kayla Campbell, now to Marissa. And a pass to the top of the key for Julie Archibald. Right back to Marissa Campbell in front of her own bench. 10 on the shot clock as Franklin goes right to left. Campbell finds, Marissa finds Kayla, I should say. Now back to Marissa in the corner. Dumps it down low for Julie Archibald. She's fouled as she goes up for the left-handed layup with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Good extra pass there by Marissa into the interior to find Archibald. And by the time the defense slid over, all they could do was really foul. Stay tuned during our post-game show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose brought to you by NBT Bank, Mirabito Gresham Insurance, as well as ACCO Brands of Sydney. First shot is up and good for Archibald. She has 13. Second one coming for the Franklin senior. Her shot on the second one is too strong. Rebound for Spranger, who's had a nice night on the boards here. Back down the floor, lost it though as Kayla Campbell came up from behind and knocked it away and then was able to track down the loose ball with 5:50 to go. Franklin 43, Skenevis 18. Right side of the floor now for Campbell. And into the corner for Heiser. Back out for Marissa Campbell. Dribbles around looking for Kayla. Instead they go to Julie Archibald. Far side pull-up jumper. A long two with 10 on the shot clock is good. And Julie Archibald has 15. Nice night for her. Franklin 45 and Skenevis 18 with 5:20 to go in this fourth quarter. Pull-up jumper for Holtz, too strong on the right baseline. Spranger with another rebound, and this time she is fouled and will get to go to the line here with 5:15 to go fourth quarter. And Spranger with 3 points, the senior will step in. It's a scrappy Skenevis squad that I fully expect is going to be a tough team down the stretch in the league. So Spranger will settle in here for the Dragons. First shot for her is up and off the mark. No good. Second shot coming here for Spranger. Again, 5:15 to go, fourth quarter. Franklin girls in control here tonight on their home floor, leading 45-18. Spranger's second shot is up and rattles in. So Spranger now with 4 points. And it's Franklin 45 and Skenevis 19. Kayla Campbell back up the floor, crosses the midcourt timeline, finds her sister Marissa, dishes one down low for Heiser. Her shot is off the mark and no good. Bryant with a rebound. Long outlet pass ahead here for Hannah Osborne, and she's fouled by Kayla Campbell at midcourt with 5 minutes to go. And Franklin leading 45-19. So that will be the second foul on Kayla Campbell. Second on Franklin as a team in the fourth quarter as well. Skenevis with one team foul so far. Skenevis with the ball. Here's Alexis Holtz. Three-point line extended, looking for options. Gets around her defender, pulls up for the jumper. It's too strong. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it on the rebound, and a push will be called on Holtz. So that will be her second personal, team second, with 4:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, the Franklin girls on their home floor tonight, leading 45-19. It's been a runaway. No, I shouldn't say a runaway, because Skenevis has played well. It's just that Franklin is, it's been their night shooting the ball. Skenevis hasn't had that opportunity. Speaking of that, Olivia Heiser with the jumper off a good pass from Kayla Campbell puts it in. I mean, Franklin's hitting everything, and Skenevis has just been kind of cold from the start here tonight. I don't think the score truly represents how close these two teams are. They are two teams I fully expect to get into the Tri-Valley playoffs and could do battle again. Holtz down the floor is fouled and will head to the line with 4:23 to go fourth quarter. Holtz sitting on 10 points here tonight. And looking to add to it here. Special thank you to Matthew Campbell Insurance, located on Main Street here in Franklin, one of our proud sponsors of Franklin Purple Devil basketball, boys and girls throughout the season. Holtz's first shot rattles in and out. Can't get that one to go. So again, a special thank you to Matthew Campbell Insurance. Again, Main Street in Franklin, offering Prudential Insurance products. As Holtz will settle in for her second shot. This one is up, rattles in and out. Rebound for Spranger. She puts it up. That one won't go down. And it's like there's a lid on the rim, and that's the kind of night it's been here for Skenevis with 4:15 to go. It's Franklin 47, Skenevis 19. Left side of the floor for Sperry. Sperry now finds Marissa Campbell at the top of the key, looking for some options. Now we'll go to Kayla on the right side with 4 minutes to go. Campbell will find... Kayla will find Marissa, that is, and now back to Sperry at the top of the key. Now for Kayla in front of the Franklin bench, five on the shot clock. They go to Sperry, into the corner, pull-up jumper for Rachel Cobain. Left it short, rebound for Holtz, and she's off and running. Holtz with a pass to midcourt, and will find Hannah Osborne at the Franklin Central logo at midcourt with 3:40 to go. Osborne, good pump fake, gets it back. The jumper won't go down. Cobain with a rebound, gets tied up here, possession arrow. Is going to leave it with Skenevis with 3.5 to go in this fourth quarter. Franklin has been in control here tonight. Maybe it was the Christmas music they came out to and warmed up to. They were in a holly jolly type of mood here tonight. Emily Craig will come off the bench, tries to go back to Holtz. It was taken away here by Kayla Campbell, takes it to the rim, and she's fouled on her way in by Emily Craig with 3:25 to go in the fourth quarter. And Campbell will head to the line. She's got a game-high 20 points, followed closely by Julie Archibald, her teammate, with 15. And Campbell trying to add to it here. Waiting for the first shot from the junior. This one is up and good for Kayla Campbell. She has 21. And Skenevis will send Holtz to the bench. And Ashley Effner will check back in here for the Dragons. Second shot coming. Here for Campbell, again, the freshman, 21 points, trying to hit 22 here with this one. This one is up and good, so she matches her jersey number tonight so far. 22 on her back and 22 in the scorebook tonight for Kayla Campbell with 3:20 to go, fourth quarter. Franklin leading 49-19. Right side of the floor for Skenevis as they go left to right. They'll get one into the corner for Effner. Effner looking for options, tries to go to the interior low post for Spranger, picked off by guess who? Kayla Campbell with 3 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Campbell gets it across midcourt and finds Marissa. Marissa on the left side. We'll go back here to Sperry. Little give and go. Is Franklin willing to chew up some clock at this point of the ball game? They try to go back to Sperry on the left side. Her pull-up jumper is good. Adriana Sperry puts it in, and almost everyone on this team has scored here tonight. Alyssa Nowitny is the only player in uniform tonight who has not scored. Everybody else has at least one basket. Skenevis with the ball at midcourt, taken away here by Sperry with 2.5 to go, and Franklin leading 51-19. Kayla Campbell across the midcourt timeline finds Marissa on the left side of the floor, directing traffic, 15 on the shot clock, as Sperry gets it back at the top of the key. Sperry holding on to it, looking for options to the high post for Cobain. Pull-up jumper, left it short. Heiser keeps it in with a great rebound. Ball pinballing around, but Skenevis comes away with it with 2 minutes to go. Effner on the right side of the floor. Tried to give and go back to Emily Craig. Lost it out of bounds, but it will stay with Skenevis. Last touch there by Sperry, who was desperately trying to keep it in here for Franklin. Nice round of applause as Kayla Campbell and Rachel Cobain, two of the starters, will head to the bench So it appears that Kayla Campbell, the freshman, will finish with 22 points tonight here for Franklin with 2 minutes to go. Don't think we'll see her back in the ballgame with Franklin comfortably in the lead 51-19. Here is Kaylee Bryant to the right side of the floor. Gets it back for Emily Decker. Decker to the left side will find Ashley Effner. Skenevis nicely working it around. They go to the interior for Spranger. Turnaround shot died on the back of the rim. Rebound Effner. She is fouled and will head to the line with a minute 40 to go fourth quarter. It's Franklin 51 and Skenevis 19. Ashley Effner to the line here, the senior wearing number 10 for the Dragons. First shot coming here for Effner, and this one is off the back of the rim and no good. Again, our post-game show, we'll have our full scoring summary for you. We'll break this one down. We'll talk about what we're doing the rest of the week, and we'll give out our three awards, offense, defense, and all-purpose. Those awards, a couple of good candidates tonight on both sides. So we'll see who wins our awards here tonight. Effner's second shot is no good. Follows her shot, tracks it down, gets tied up, and we will have a foul. This one, I believe, is going to be on Heiser with a minute 40 to go in the fourth quarter. Let's see how many that is on Heiser. Here's the team foul situation. Skenevis with three, Franklin with four, and Heiser now. Actually, no, it's going to be five team fouls on Franklin. And that will be the fourth on Heiser. So Effner right back to the line. She just missed two, but she'll have another opportunity here. First shot is up and good for Effner. Can't get that one to rattle in with a minute 40 to go. And Skenevis has struggled shooting the ball here tonight. They've also struggled at the line. We know they're a team that can put it in the basket. We've seen them put up 50, 60 points at times this year. Effner misses her second one, but that has just not been the case here tonight against a tough Franklin team. Tough to come into their home gym and play like this. It can be difficult in the Tri-Valley when you have to go on the road. Minute 25 to go, fourth quarter. Franklin 51, Skenevis 19. Right side of the floor for Sperry. Skenevis trying to settle in on defense. Eight on the shot clock. Franklin, let's see if they're aware. They go to Sperry. Now to Marissa Campbell. Steps back for three. Left it short. Ball loose on the floor. Ackley will pick it up. Maddie Ackley with a good rebound. Passes one to the left side of the floor. Last touch, though, by Autumn Jones, who got her fingertips on it with a minute and 3 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It's Franklin 51, Skenevis 19. Right side of the floor for Sperry. As Franklin will pick up a win, they go to Archibald in the corner. Her shot is off the mark and no good. So we said in our pregame show tonight, our Butler Auto pregame show, we didn't know how Franklin would respond after losing a tough one, a non-leaguer, on Saturday over in South Courtright, who appears to be one of the early teams to win Section 4 Class D. But they bounced back very nicely tonight, putting up 51 points. 40 seconds left. We'll see if they put up any more as they lead comfortably 51-19. Sperry on the right side of the floor. Now into the corner for Marissa Campbell. Back for Heiser at the top of the key. She fires one up. Just misses wide to the left. Ashley Effner will streak down the floor here for Skenevis. Stops. Holds on to it. Effner gets double-teamed. Tries to pass back to the top of the key here for Autumn Jones. I'm sure that Skenevis will rebound from this game nicely. They have a strong season ahead. Just one of those cold, very cold shooting nights. Franklin with a rebound off of Skenevis' shot. That's going to be our final score. Franklin 51, Skenevis 19. Our post-game show coming up here on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. from custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell with you here at Franklin Central School. Our final score tonight, Franklin 51, Skenevis 19. Again, I don't think this score represents how close these two teams really are. Franklin played very, very good tonight, and yes, they are one of the favorites in the Tri-Valley League, but it's not like Skenevis is a bad team. I fully expect them to make a playoff appearance, a playoff run. They have some nice pieces, some upperclassmen, and you put a freshman in there like Kaylee Bryant, who I know didn't get on the score sheet tonight, but I thought played some excellent defense. She's a girl that can normally score 10, 12, 15 points. I think the future is bright in Skenevis this year. Just one of those nights where you have to say, hey, okay, it wasn't our night. Let's get back to practice. Let's work hard. Again, our final score, Franklin 51, Skenevis 19. Here's our scoring summary. First for Skenevis, 10 points, a team high for Alexis Holtz, followed by 4 points from Erica Spranger, 2 from Autumn Jones, 2 from Hannah Osborne, and 1 from Alexia Piercy. The other side for Franklin, a game-high 22 points from Kayla Campbell, 15 for Julie Archibald. We have 6 for Olivia Heiser, 3 from Marissa Campbell, 2 from Maddie Ackley, 2 from Adriana Sperry, and 1 from Rachel Cobain. Almost every girl on the Franklin roster tonight that was dressed got a point. Alyssa Nowitny was the only player that didn't score a basket. So that is always great when you can get everybody involved like that, when you can get everybody off the bench. And they needed everybody, because early in the contest, Olivia Heiser, one of their starters, Marissa Campbell, one of the starters, got an early foul trouble. They both had 2 apiece. So some of those players had to come off the bench and really put in a great effort. When you look at Nowitny came off the bench, Ackley came off the bench, Sperry put in some nice minutes. So that was a great job there by Franklin to use their bench pieces. And that's what I'm talking about with that game over in South Courtright. Yes, they lost on Saturday. Courtright's one of the best teams in the section in Class D. I think it's a good learning experience. I'm always very positive when a team says, hey, we scheduled really hard. You know, we might not be 19-1 this year. We might be, you know, 15-4, whatever. But I'm a big proponent of, hey, if you can go out, you can play the really good teams in your area, go out and play teams or schools that are bigger than you and get challenged, it's only going to help down the road and make some of your other games in your league hopefully feel a little bit easier. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll do our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Again, our final score tonight, the Franklin girls defeating Skenevis 51-19. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back to wrap things up on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Did you know air duct cleaning not only improves your indoor air quality, which is very important this time of year, it can also increase the efficiency of your furnace. We also install oil furnaces, gas furnaces, wood furnaces, space heaters, pellet stoves, wood stoves, water heaters, boilers, and even in-floor heat. And of course, we still do electric and plumbing. So call us today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Thank you for your business and happy holidays.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217 0 0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back one last time inside Franklin Central School. Our final score tonight, the Franklin girls defeating Skenivas 51-19 behind 22 points from Kayla Campbell. And it's time now for our three broadcast awards tonight. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that tonight to Kayla Campbell. Again, a game-high 22 points. The sensational freshman just did another great job here tonight. She's kind of the offensive leader of this team. Everyone seems to look to her, as Kayla Campbell will get our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support local high school sports and basketball on WCDO. We'll give that tonight to Franklin's Julie Archibald. I thought Julie was excellent, and yes, she came up with 15 points tonight, but I thought on defense, when they put the press on, she came away with a lot of steals, either ended up with some points from it on breakaway layups, or was able to pass ahead and set up teammates for some points. So Julie Archibald is our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give this to Alexis Holtz tonight from Skenivas. 10 points. I thought she was consistent all over the floor, did a lot of the nitty-gritty work that she needed to do. So Alexis Holtz, 10 points tonight for Skenivas, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. If you want to go back and listen to this game or any game we do anytime, it's on WCDOsports.com, all courtesy of SFCU, right under the Game Audio Archive tab. Again, our final score, 51-19. Franklin girls defeat Skenivas. We will see you on Thursday. That's the next time we'll be on the radio as the UV girls host Bainbridge Guilford. And, of course, every other night of the week, check us out on Twitter at WCDOsports.com, where you're home for all your stats, scores, pictures, you name it. It's all there at WCDOsports.com. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll see you next time. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.